From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Since Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg first took office in 2016, he made it a priority to solve and curb homelessness. And one way to gauge progress are point-in-time counts. They're mandated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, every other year to qualify for federal funding. It's a snapshot of who and how many people are experiencing homelessness on any given night. And that population has steadily increased over the past decade, hitting an unprecedented peak in 2022 during the pandemic to more than 9,000 people countywide. That was a 67% spike when compared to the previous count back in 2019. But today, for the first time in at least a decade, the number of those experiencing homelessness has dropped. This year's point-in-time count shows a 29% decline in overall homelessness when compared to those 2022 numbers, as well as a 41% drop in those who are unsheltered. That's nearly a 3,000-person drop from 2022. But there are still an estimated 6,600 people experiencing homelessness on any given night. Earlier this morning, Mayor Steinberg stopped by the studio to explain the biggest strides behind this decline and the work that still lies ahead. Well, Mayor Steinberg, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Vicky.
All right, well, let's start with the headline. A 29% decline in homelessness when compared to 2022, with a 41% drop in unsheltered homelessness. Were you surprised by this?
Well, I was hopeful. And I wasn't completely surprised because I know the work that has been done over the last number of years, really 7 years, and even more intensively over the last several years with the city and the county to try to change the reality of homelessness. And I will say that this is not a declaration of victory in any way because there are still too many people on our streets. And until homelessness is rare and brief, then we have more work to do. But it shows that the issue is moving in the right direction. And it affirms, in my view, the course that we set 7 years ago to build more capacity, to provide more opportunity for people to make a choice to get off the street, that doing so and being consistent and being resilient, never giving up through all of the ups and downs and a lot of noise, is actually working. And I hope that this is a momentum boost for continued work to make this even better.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, this has been a priority of yours since you were first elected mayor. It even goes back to when you were at the state legislature. But zooming in on these last 2 years, what have been the biggest strides?
Well, we have increased options for people. The numbers are really important beyond the 41% and the 29% because the underlying numbers show how we got there. An 84% increase in the number of shelter and transitional housing beds between 2020 and 2024. A 25% increase in rapid rehousing slots. A 30% increase in permanent supportive housing units. An additional 1,000 over the course of the last several years. 7,360 clients sheltered in 2023, a 68% increase. A 39% increase in permanent housing placement. So it's not just temporary shelter. And then the one that really made me feel most hopeful is a 45% decrease in chronically homeless people from 2022. And so we're adding more options for people and giving people a choice. And yes, telling people that they cannot stay in encampments if they're given a choice and they don't take it. But what makes me feel good is that we are doing this in the right way. We're adding beds. More people are taking up the beds. We need more, obviously, to bring those numbers down even lower. But this is an astounding result. And it is one of the biggest reductions in the state. And we just have to keep going.
One of the biggest reductions, but Sacramento also had one of the biggest spikes in homelessness as
No question. And so if you look back to 2019, for example, I mean, from 2000, we had a big spike in 2022. So if you compare 2019 to 2024, We have about 40 more chronically homeless people than we had in 2019, which is, we want to go down. But still, given what intervened, the pandemic and the national housing crisis, it's all going in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, I actually went back to previous point in time counts in the city and county since you first took office, because I remember when you were elected, homelessness was your number one priority. Going back to 2019, it was also a rise in homelessness, and this was prior to the pandemic. There were 5,500 individuals on any given night experiencing homelessness, which is less than the number for 2024, even though it's been a decrease. Even going back to 2017, there was a 30% increase in homelessness, but the number of people on any given night was just 3,600, 3,000 less than the current numbers. What do you attribute that to? Because, of course, it's a success when looking at 2022. But when we go back to 2017 and 2019, which also had increases, it's still below. Those numbers are below the numbers today.
Well, we have and continue to have a housing and an economic crisis, not just in our city, but throughout the state and in many parts of the nation. The cost of living is simply becoming unaffordable for a lot of people. We've always had people who have lived in a fragile way. And many people, of course, living with underlying conditions, whether it's mental illness or substance abuse conditions. The difference now in these times is that more people are going from fragile and housed to fragile and unhoused because they can't keep up with the cost of living. Now, one of the reasons why we are now seeing a downward trend is because we have a higher vacancy rate now. That's one of the things that Sacramento Steps Forward points out.
Yeah, it's about a little over 5%.
That's right. And so there's a little bit more room now in the housing market. But ultimately, this is a question of housing affordability and the cost of living. And so, you know, we have had great success and the numbers bear out in getting people off the streets. The challenge has always been more people then enter homelessness than we get off the streets. Now we're beginning to reverse that trend. And so I agree that if you go back to 2016, homelessness is up overall, but that's with a worldwide pandemic. That's with an affordable housing crisis. I look at 2022 now, when it hit its peak, and say, we are now turning it around, and it is going down, and that's a good thing. We just have to continue it.
The city, of course, is just one piece in this, an important piece, but you also have to collaborate with the county, and that relationship between the city and the county has evolved since you first became mayor. Where have been the biggest strides in the last 2 years in terms of collaboration?
Well, this is another source of pride because it's no secret that the city and county struggled. And the city, of course, is not a homeless services agency. We're not a mental health agency. I wrote Proposition 63, the Mental Health Service Act, in 2004. I often joke that if I had known that 12 years later I was going to run for mayor of a big California city, I might have written it a little bit differently, but all the money goes to the county because they're the Health and Human Services representative for the state of California. And so it's been imperative that we improve that relationship, and we have. We entered into what I consider to be a groundbreaking, legally binding partnership agreement in 2022 with the county that actually defines our roles and responsibilities. We go out now more together with street outreach teams. The county is responsible for providing the mental health evaluations and ultimately enrolling people in the level of services, of comprehensive services that they need. The city is responsible for more of the shelter and temporary housing within the city. And so the partnership is still in its early and formative stages, but the relationships are much better. And I expect that these kinds of positive results are only going to make the partnership stronger because nothing succeeds like success. And we want to keep having this good news. There's a lot of work left to do.
Yeah, I mean, when talking about collaboration, that's important between a city and a county. But a key piece in this is, as well, are dollar signs and its funding. And the state has invested an unprecedented amount of money in recent years. And this downward trend in homelessness, it is regional. When you look at the Bay Area, as well as the Foothill communities, they also are reporting
our numbers are the best, though.
Yep. Sacramento has the largest drop when looking at this regional look. When it comes to funding, I mean, a big piece of this is the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Grant, HHAP. That's a mouthful. It started, I think, 5 years ago. What is that and how does that help the city and the county?
So this, I want to just, with a little humility, take a little credit here because I was chair of the Big City Mayors back in 2018. And we recognized that there was no direct allocation of homeless funding to cities. It all went to counties. And so we came up with the idea of a direct allocation to cities. And Governor Brown and the legislature agreed, and it was first known as HEAP, and now it's known as HAP, the Homeless Assistance Plan, but it's the same idea, to give flexible money to the cities to be able to expand our capacity to provide more options for people, more shelter, more tiny homes, more beds. And we have used it. In fact, 90%+ of our funding that we've received from the first 4 years of HAP have been allocated and spent to get these results. This is the majority of the money that we use in order to create beds. Remember, when I started, we had less than 100 shelter beds a night. We're now up to 1,350 in the city alone every night. This year now, Governor Newsom has been a champion. He's been great. He has been a once-in-a-lifetime leader on homelessness and mental health. Now, this year, they face a big deficit, just like the city does. And so,
concern you moving forward that maybe these strides will end up going in the opposite direction?
But in real time, this will be resolved because the legislature has put the $1 billion for the next round of homeless assistance, HAP, into the budget. Now they negotiate with the governor. I've been at that table many times, and I'm hopeful, as are all the big city mayors, that they together are going to agree to provide another $1 billion for fiscal year 25-26, because this must continue. Look at Sacramento. If this funding goes away, then our funding for most of the 1,350 beds goes away, and the results which we reported today, by definition, won't be able to be maintained. So we're hopeful, and we understand there's a deficit. I've been there, but this is life and death, really, and is a big priority, and I hope it'll come out all right.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there are still challenges to overcome. There are still anywhere from 6,600 people on any given night experiencing homelessness in the county. When I look at the demographics that came from Sacramento Steps Forward, they are the lead agency that conducts this point in time count. I mean, an overwhelming majority of adults with serious mental illness are unsheltered, 83%. I mean, each journey or experience of homelessness, what makes it so difficult is because it's so nuanced and individualized and based on individual circumstances. So when I look at serious mental illness and 83% of those individuals are unsheltered, how do you get the numbers lower? How do you make progress in that?
Well, again, this round of 45% reduction in chronic homelessness, what's it going to take to get another 45 or 50 or 75% reduction? I think it is aggressive and effective implementation of Proposition 1. This is the proposition that was passed by the voters in March, which is what we call a modernization of my original Proposition 63, the Mental Health Services Act. It requires now that more of that money be spent on chronic homelessness for people living with serious mental health or substance abuse conditions. It requires that 30% of the money be spent on housing supports for the same population, 35% for wraparound services. So that focus and that requirement, I hope, will intensify and increase the number of people that actually get that sort of wraparound service that they need, and will reduce that number even farther.
Yeah, because it's not just housing is a core piece, but if someone has a serious mental illness, they also need treatment and care.
There's no question, but you know, we got to get away, and you didn't do this, but others do. the debate about whether it's housing or treatment is a false debate. It's both for people who have serious underlying conditions, because you can't succeed in housing without getting the help and the services. And if you get the services without having a roof over your head, well, then you can't get better. And so the two go together for people living with serious underlying conditions. For some who are homeless for economic reasons, it's obviously a pure affordability and housing question.
And although this count is countywide, I mean, the city of Sacramento does shoulder the larger brunt when it comes to unsheltered residents. I believe 77% of unsheltered residents are within city limits. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's not uncommon for the urban core in most major cities throughout California to bear the disproportionate number of people. Obviously, close to some of the transportation lines, there's more services in the central core, and so that is not a surprise to me. And I know that some of our business leaders in the downtown area continue to be concerned, and they're rightfully vigilant, as are we, to make sure that downtown remains safe for people. But I said at the press conference this morning, and it's worth repeating, I also think it is important to emphasize and accentuate all of the positive things that are going on in our central city. I mean, it is booming in so many ways. I mean, it's hard to get a restaurant reservation on the weekend. The number of festivals every weekend, the foot traffic, Old Sacramento has higher population coming back on the weekends than before the pandemic. So there's a lot to celebrate. And the psychology matters. All of our leaders, our public leaders, our business leaders need to talk the city up. And I hope that they will take these results here today, not as the completion of our work or that the problem is solved, but as a sign that things can get better and that things are getting better, because confidence and talking up the city also brings more investment.
What do you say to some of your constituents who may be skeptical when they read this report of the findings, because they still on a daily basis anecdotally experience and see encampments still lining sidewalks, neighborhoods, or business districts?
Well, they're right to insist that we continue the work and that we don't let up. And yet, you know, the report is very credible. I mean, obviously, you take the good with the bad. When the numbers went up in 2022, we had to live with that fact. Well, now the numbers are down, and it isn't cause for some great celebration. It is an affirmation that the only thing that matters in the end is the work. You know, this issue has become very political, and there's a lot of frustration. And again, much of the frustration is understandable. But lawsuits, initiatives don't build a single bed. They don't provide a single housing unit. They don't provide a single bit of mental health or substance use treatment to an individual. And they don't break up a tent encampment. It's the work that matters. And so it's to all the people at the city and the county and all of the providers who have stuck with this, and all the neighbors and all the business corridors that have worked with the city and the county, that I hope feel today that there at least is some hope. And let's just continue doing what we're doing that led us to this day.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Okay, so we have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to ask a couple questions just about city affairs. I mean, as you are well aware, the city budget approval is scheduled for next week.
June 11th.
And one of the core pieces for some of the most vulnerable residents, which are youth, is the Ride Free RT program. And how are negotiations currently going with school districts to contribute funding potentially for this so that K through 12 can ride for free?
The negotiations are going very well. Free Ride RT will be fully funded this year. I know I will be before the Sac City School Board tomorrow evening. I know the RT board has agendized this, regional transport has agendized this for next Monday. I'm working with the North Area superintendents, and I'm confident that by next Tuesday, when the city passes its budget, that this project and program, vital program for our young people, will have the commitment for full funding.
I was just driving down Broadway, you know, about a week or a few days ago, and it reminded me of a setback that happened in March, that affordable housing project, which was destroyed in a fire. Where do things stand now with the developer and the progress of this affordable housing project?
Well, I know that they are committed to rebuilding and continuing to build. Most of the project was damaged, obviously, by the fire. Some of it was not. It's going to obviously delay the completion of the building, but that project is going to go forward. It's too important.
Yeah. Miley, you got like 6 months left. Yeah, as mayor, what are your priorities? What do you want to get done?
Well,
6 months goes by.
It's already going
fast. It goes by so fast.
I mean, I'm going to run through the tape. I intend to go out with a number of victories, including today, which I consider to be a significant sign of progress, not an ultimate victory, but sign of progress. But it's the same thing. We've got a convention center hotel to approve. We have a major $40 million Old Sacramento waterfront improvement to improve. Still working on many issues related to the rail yards. Still working on soccer. And I would love to have a couple of additional signature victories by the time I leave. And in September, I'm going to do my last State of the City address at the site of Aggie Square, because that has been, I think, a model of inclusive economic development that we want to replicate in many, many parts of the city.
Have you thought about endorsing a mayoral candidate?
I have thought about it and continue to. I haven't yet made a decision.
I'll just keep asking every
time. You can keep asking.
And
eventually I might have an answer. But, you know, they're two good people. And I'm going to do everything I can to help whoever wins, because it's not an easy job. But again, I guess end on what today was about. I did set out 7 years ago, against the advice of a lot of people, to make this a signature issue. And, you know, against the advice, because the city has very little control. And again, we don't have the resources. But I believe that we could make this better, that homelessness need not be hopelessness everywhere. And there's a long way to go, but this is a good day. We're moving in the right direction. And I think that the city-county collaboration specifically, which took a lot of time and effort and some struggle to get to, elevating that is really the answer to continuing this success.
Well, Mayor Steinberg, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicki.
That is Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg discussing the new point-in-time count for homelessness across the county, which shows a 29% drop in overall homelessness when compared to 2022 numbers. Up next, Sacramento Pride is this weekend, and the festival is making sure its celebrations are eco-friendly. We'll learn more about the event's environmental goals. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.